Chapter 4. Fish Above and Birds Below. Chapter 4 begins Peter and Thomas's long-awaited voyage aboard their pawpaw's old sailboat. As they push away from shore, Peter is still troubled by Pastor Theodore's statement that faith is something he possesses, not something he does. The boy has not abandoned his own understanding of faith, but the questions raised in the previous chapter continue to follow him.
Soon after launching, Thomas notices what appears to be an unusual interaction between a snapping turtle and a sea turtle. Peter glimpses only part of what Thomas sees, and initially laughs at his cousin's description. The exchange quietly introduces a question that will continue throughout the chapter and book. What happens when something does not fit the categories through which we normally interpret reality? After the boys celebrate their launch by singing one of Pawpaw's favorite hymns, How Firm a Foundation, Peter remembers another part of Pastor Theodore's sermon that had troubled him. As he quietly prepares to re-engage his cousin in conversation, a shearwater, a common seabird, catches his attention. Peter watches the bird hover above the water, plunge beneath the surface, and later rise again with a fish in its beak. He recognizes the anomaly that a bird who flies also swims beneath the water. Later, the boys watch flying fish glide above the waves before returning beneath the sea. Fish are expected to swim, and birds are expected to fly, yet both creatures do more than Peter's familiar categories would suggest. These sights invite Peter to consider whether something that first appears contradictory may simply exist beyond the limits of his present understanding. He connects the birds and fish with Pastor Theodore's statement about faith and with Paul's words about knowing the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, Ephesians 3:19. Peter does not yet understand what that means, but he begins wondering whether his present knowledge may be keeping him from a deeper kind of knowing. The chapter raises a question of humility. Are we willing to recognize that our understanding may be incomplete when something seems unreasonable, illogical, or beyond any currently available explanation? The chapter does not ask the reader to abandon truth or ignore what is known, but does invite the reader to consider whether confidence in present conclusions can sometimes keep us from seeing more clearly what God may be showing us.
Surface Reflections. What part of the story captured your attention or interested you the most? What concept, question, or insight stood out most to you in this chapter? Which character's perspective or response did you find most relatable? What concept or insight seemed the most challenging for you? Plunging deeper. Number 1. When something challenges a conclusion you have held with confidence, how do you react? Number 2. Can you identify a truth that you may have understood intellectually for years, but only later became persuaded of in your heart? What convinced you to believe differently? Number 3. Can you think of a belief you once held with great confidence that you later discovered was incomplete or untrue? What did you learn from that experience that may help you when future storms challenge your present understanding? Number 4. Is there an area where you possess biblical knowledge, yet your daily responses suggest that this truth has caused you to feel unsettled in your heart? Island Insights.
Turtles of unlike kind conversing, birds swimming beneath the water while fish soar above it, do not have to conform to our expectations in order to exist. Reality is often larger than the categories we use to explain it. What seems impossible, contradictory, or unreasonable may simply lie beyond the limits of our present understanding. Believing that something isn't possible doesn't make it impossible, especially for God. This chapter also reminds us of the difference between merely possessing information and coming to a deeper, heart-level understanding. Peter knew the scriptures, remembered hymns, and could explain his view of faith. Yet the things he witnessed and the words he remembered were beginning to raise questions about whether his present understanding was as complete as he had assumed. We would likewise benefit from remembering the seemingly conversing turtles, birds below, and the fish above. We must learn to admit that God sees more clearly than we do, that his truth often reaches beyond the limits of our present understanding, and that we may need to be taught again even in areas where we believe we already know the answer.